We're on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and we're up to Omar Rava. If you count up from the bottom, it's approximately 9 lines, I'm just guessing. And although that's officially where we're up to, we'll need to just review 1 or 2 points so that we can jumpstart today. And that is that a lot of what we're discussing about how a person sets up an Erev Tchumen, which is valid, is based on Rebbe. Rebbe, just to refresh our memories, is of the opinion that when the Chachamim instituted a Gzeira and a Shavus on Shabbos, that doesn't apply during Bein HaShemoshos. And add to that, Erev Tchumen depends upon the moment of Bein HaShemoshos. If at that moment the Erev is valid, which means that the Ma'arev, we'll call him, has access to the Mazon, then it's irrelevant what would happen a minute later. Everything depends upon that critical moment of Bein HaShemoshos. That will engrave forevermore, for that Shabbos at least, the status of the Eruv. Therefore, the Mishnah is going to make the following distinction. In a case where a person sets up his Eruv on a tree, on an Elon, right, there are certain, let's say, flat parts of the tree where he puts his bread, and the tree has many branches and foliage, then if he himself, the Ma'ariv, is standing in a Rishus HaRabim, that's where his feet are, and therefore the tree itself is in Rishus HaRabim, the Mishnah says that the viability of his Eruv is contingent on what's called Lamata Me'asar Tvachim. Let me start with the negative. The Mishnah is going to establish that if he puts down his Eruv above 10 Tfachim, then the Eruv is invalid. And the reason for that is because of the halacha of an amud, of a pillar, that although its base is firmly anchored in Rishus HaRabim, if its width is 4 Tfachim and its height is 10 Tfachim, that Amud is set up as Rishus HaYochin unto itself. And the same is going to apply in the case of a tree. The tree itself is like an Amud. And therefore, if he places his Eruv on a flat part of the tree, which is 10 Tfachim high, and the trunk of the tree is 4 Tfachim wide, then in effect, he has made it impossible for himself at the moment of Bein HaShemoshos to have access to that Eruv, because he is standing in a Rishus HaRabim and the Eruv is in a Rishus HaYochid. And this has nothing to do with Rebbe, because now we're dealing with a biblical violation of Meleches Hotzah. The Eruv is invalid. But if the Eruv was placed below Asara, let's call it 9 Tfachim, then on a Doraisa level, I'll get to the Drabbana in just a second, the Erev is located in a Rishus HaRabim, because Rishus HaRabim is Ole Ad La'asar Tfachim. So anything within 9.9 Tfachim of the ground of Rishus HaRabim is part of the Rishus HaRabim. And if he's firmly grounded in Rishus HaRabim and his Erev is on top of a tree, but below 10 Tfachim in Rishus HaRabim, he has access to the Eruv. Now, why do I insist that we have to introduce Rebbe here? Because in the absence of Rebbe, we have two objections to raise, both of which should be enough to disqualify the Eruv, even though it's Lamata Mi Asara Tfachim. Objection number one, is that the area between 3 tefachim above the ground and 9.9 tefachim above the ground is called a carmelis. And I was baffled by this on Thursday, if you happen to remember, and I'm still a little bit baffled by this because these are sugyas that we don't know about. But suffice it to say, you know, that we have to accept this on blind faith, that in a Rishus HaRabim, any area above 3 tefachim, below 10 tefachim, that has a width of 4 tefachim, has the status of a carmelis. And therefore, you're not allowed to take an object from a carmelis into a Rishus HaRabim. That's the pell of a carmelis. The carmelis gets the chumrah of both sides. You know, you can't carry from a Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelis or the reverse. You can't carry from Rishus HaRabim into a Carmelis or reverse. And therefore, we don't understand at face value the Mishnah validating an Eruv that's below 10 Tfachim in Rishus HaRabim, because although it's below 10 Tfachim, that area is called a Carmelis if it has a width of 4 Tfachim. And here's where we introduce Rebbe, that although Carmelis would make it inaccessible for him at a certain point to access his Erev, because he's standing in Rosh Hashanah, the Erev is in fact in a Carmelis, but nevertheless, if the critical moment of the Erev and his Hechsher is Bein HaShmashos, at that moment, there is no Iser Carmelis, because of Rebbe's principle that whatever the Rabbanan instituted as Gzera on Shabbos does not apply during Bein HaShmashos. The second objection that we have is, how could this Erev be valid if he takes the mazon, if he takes the pas out of the Elon, he's called Nene min ha'Elon. He's benefiting from the tree. And that's a sugi at the end of Masechta Beitza, that the Rabbanon instituted a Gzera that we cannot benefit at all from a tree. And all this has to do with Shemayala v'Yitlosh. But once again, if you're going to say, well, therefore the Eruv should be invalid because he has no access to the Eruv, because by accessing the Eruv he's being nene, he's being benefiting from the tree, because the tree is, so to speak, holding on to his Eruv on his behalf, then the answer is Rebbe, because the Iser of nene min ha'ilon is only exerid rabbanon, which doesn't apply ben ha'shmoshes, and therefore, although a minute into Shabbos, he clearly has no access to this Eruv on two counts. Number one, because he's in a Rishus HaRabim, the Eruv is in a Carmelis. And number two, because in doing so and accessing his Eruv by actively taking it off the tree, he is being Nenem in a Elon. And therefore, once that, you know, the last of the six tekios, you know, when they used to blow six tekios at Erev Shabbos, like we have the alarm, once that blows, then he's not allowed to have access to his Eruv, but that's irrelevant because at the moment of Bein HaShmashos, he could access his Eruv, and once the Eruv Tchumen is Chal on Bein HaShmashos, it's Chal for the whole Shabbos. Okay. So now we're up to Omar Rava. Lo Shanu, when do we learn this Mishnah, that if he puts the Eruv above 10 Tfachim, the Erev is invalid, again, because he's in Rishus HaRabim, and Rishus HaRabim only goes up to 10 Tfachim, and above 10 Tfachim, it becomes a Rishus HaYochid, if it has the width like an Amud of 4 Tfachim. And now Rav is coming to severely limit this psul, you know, this disqualification of the Erev. And he says that only applies, Be'ilon Ha'omed Chutz Li'ibura Shel Ir. If this Elon is outside the Ibur Shel Ir. Now, Ibur Shel Ir means that there's a certain area that's outside the city limits, and that's called Ibur Shel Ir, and that's called 70 2/3 of an Amma. And let's say that any houses that might be located outside the city limits, but within an area of 70 amah of the city, then In such a case, if, right? Excuse me. So again, that bias is called toch ibur shel ir, but the Elon, says Rav, of our Mishnah, is located beyond ibur shel ir. We'll call it 71 amos beyond the outer border of the city. Instead of 70 and two-thirds, it's 71. I'm just giving that number. So in such a case, he has no access to his Eruv, because again, it's on the Elon above 10 Tfachim. Aval, now here's the Chiddush of Rava. Elon ha-omed besoch ibura shel ir. You have this Tchum, this defined area. And that is a Tchum, which is between the city and 70 and two-thirds Amma, between the outer city limits and 70 two-thirds Amma, is then this whole Mishnah, which disqualifies the Erev if it's above 10 Tfachim, is inapplicable. The Erev will be kosher in a case of Toch Ibura Shel Ir. Right? So you have two circles, right? What are they called? Concentric circles? So you have the smallest circle defines or demarks the outer boundary of the city. The larger circle is distanced by 70 and two-thirds Amma. That's called Ibura Shel Ir. Ibura Miloshan Ibur, like pregnancy, so that's, you know, that gives you a wider area. And if the Elon is located within Ibura Shel Ir, then our Mishnah doesn't apply, and the Eruv will be valid even though it's above 10 Tfachim on the Elon. And why is that so? Hareza Eruv, the Eruv is valid, Demasa Kiman Demal Yadami. In other words, there are two premises here that integrate to form one to generate one conclusion of Rav. Premise number one is that the Ibura Shel Ir is considered part of the ear. And premise number two is Kiman D'mal Yadami, which means that as far as the laws of Erevin are concerned, the entire city is deemed one area. And it matters not whether it's below 10 Tfachim or above 10 Tfachim, it's all one entity. And in the summary of Rashi, he says, Kula, the entire city, Malaya Afar. It's considered as if it was full of Afar. Ad Legova Asara Tfachim Lefachot, meaning and beyond. The Ibura Shel Ir Harei Hu Keir. So the Ibur, that extra 70 Amos, is considered the ear. And as far as the ear is concerned, it's all Malei Afar. It's considered, you know, we once had a similar concept. I don't know if you'd remember this probably months ago, when we spoke about Besa Kaman D'mal Yadam. You remember that? Where he throws something from a Rishus HaRavim into a Bias Makura. And the fact that there's a ceiling over it, you know, that makes it Kaman D'mal Yadam, as if it was full from offer from beginning to the end. And if you hold Kluta Kamisha Huncha, even if you hold Kluta Lav Kamisha Huncha Dami, but in a case of a bias, which is Makura, so you threw it through one window and it goes out through the next window, we said that it's considered as if it was Nach Al-Gabi Ofar, Al-Gabi Karka, because the entire house is Kiman D'mal Yadam. So we have a similar halacha with regard to the status of an ear. Then an ear is Kiman D'mal Yadam. And therefore, Nechshav Mokom Shvisaso Shevetachtis Ha'ilon Ke'ilu Hu Lemala Me'asora. Now, what he's quoting here is the Ritva's take on Rashi, and that is that although on the one end he is located where? His feet are on the ground of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore above 10 Tfachim of the Elon, which is Rishus HaYachid, it's Huve Ruvo B'Shnei Makomos, it's not B'Makom Echad. The answer is no. That since he's standing in the city, and the Erev is in the city by virtue of this halacha of Iburo Shel Ir, therefore they're both considered to be located in one Makom. His Makom goes beyond 10 Tfachim. Again, the paradox here is that he's in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is only Ola Ad La'asar Tfachim. But it's irrelevant. Why? Because he's considered to be in a Makom that goes way beyond Asar Tfachim. So in Hilchus Makomos, if you could define it as a Makom, not Rishuyos, because in Hilchus Rishuyos he's clearly located in Rishus HaRabim. And in Hilchus Rishuyos, his Erev is clearly located in Rishus HaYachid. So how could it be who the Eruvo b'makom echad, which validates the Eruv, according to Rava? And the answer is because we have a new Torah over here. A new Torah. Not the Torah of Rishuyos, but the Torah of Makomos. And in Hilchus Makomos, both he and the Eruv are in the same city, and that's considered one makom, only as far as Erevin is concerned. I mean, let's not be confused. Harehu b'makom echad im eruvo. That's how the Ritva understands Rashi. The afshe befall eino yochel lahavius ha'erev elu v'makom shvisoso shekein l'mal me'asor v'ilon nechshav kirishus ha'yochel v'hu shavas l'mata b'rishus ha'rabim mikol makom dai v'kach sheroim es makom shvisoso ke'ilu hu l'mala v'ilon b'makom eruvo. We have now a concept called makom shvisoso. And makom shvisoso goes beyond Hilchus Rishuyos. You can tell me that his Makom Shvisa is in Rishus HaRabim, but that's not how it works as far as Makom Shvisa and Erevin is concerned. His Makom Shvisa is above 10 Tvachit. And the reason for that is because of this halacha of Ir, and add the extension which is called Iburo Shel Ir. So the Gemara asks the following kasha. There's another halacha, which is also very similar to the halacha of Ibura Shel Ir, which expands your makom, and that's called Arba Amos. Wherever a person is, the four Amos around him are considered one makom. So therefore the Gemara asks the following question. Ihachi, according to your logic, Rava, that when he is setting up his Makom Shvisa, and we say that his Makom Shvisa is what? Is above Asar Tfachim, it's in the same Makom as his Erev is, because of this halacha of Keman Demal Yadami, is therefore, let's say that the Elon is Chutz Li'iburo Shel Ir. And therefore, you don't have the halacha of Ir, because it's beyond the boundaries of not only the city itself, but even 70 amas beyond the boundary of the city. And in that case, we said that if the Erev is above Asar, that's the Mishnah that disqualifies the Erev. No. That Erev should be perfectly valid. Why? Keva de Amarova no sein Eruvo yeshlo arba amos. Is Havi Leker Rishus HaYochid? Rishus HaYochid, Ola Ad L'Rakia. Rava made a statement that magically, wherever a person places his Shvisa, wherever he decides his Makom Shvisa, he is, so to speak, surrounded by Mechitzos, that cover the area of 4 amos, that radius around his feet, if you will, of 4 amos, and now he is surrounded by mechitzos. Once he's surrounded by mechitzos, even if he's chutz libura shel ir, it's irrelevant. There's no difference between lamata me'asar tfachim and lamala me'asar tfachim, because the din of Rishus HaYochid, of any place that's Mukaf Machitzos, is that it's Ola Adla Rakia. So let me read to you the summary of Rashi here. He says, Me'achar Shemokom Shvi Soso B'toch Osan Arba Amos Af Kishe Eruv Olamala Me'asara. Even if he placed the Eruv above 10 Tfachim, Nechshav, it's still considered Shehu Ve'eruvo B'mokom Echad. Be also Rishus HaYochid. Again, Rabosai, let's keep this in mind, that technically speaking, he's not in a Rishus HaYochid. He's standing in an open area outside of not only the city, but Ibura Shel Ir. I looked for the Mechitzos to set up a Rishus HaYochid. I did not see them. But it doesn't matter whether you see them or not. Because Rava says that any place that you're Konish Visa, you have 4 amos around you that surround you and make you into a separate Rishus HaYochid as far as Erev is concerned, as if there were Mechitzos that surrounded you. Is therefore, Huve Ruvo B'Mokom Echad, he and his Erev are in the same place. Why? Because the tree has a gova of 10 tfachim, the mazon of Shtei Sudas that he put on top of this tree is in a Rishus HaYochid, because the tree has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid in width and height. He himself is also located in a Rishus HaYochid because of Rava's principle that 4 amos is considered his Rishus HaYochid as far as Erevin is concerned. And once it's a Rishus HaYochid, it's Ola Adla Rakia. Anywhere above 10 Tfachim up to the ends of the universe are considered a Makom Rishus HaYochid. So it's Huve Ruvo B'Makom Echad. The Afal Gav, the Arba Mosav, Ein Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah, let's not fool ourselves, on a Doraisa level, if you're talking about Rishuyos, there are no Mechitzos here in this area, he's in an open area. So these Dalin Amos are not a Rishus HaYochid. The Ein Lehem Mechitzos. The Osel Olahor to say Erev Meir Ilan to Rishus HaYochid L'Mokom Shvisoso. He would not be allowed on a Doraisa level to take the Erev from the 10 Tfachim, the height of 10 Tfachim on the Ilan, to where he's standing, because he's not standing in Rishus HaYochid, there are no Mechitzos. Mikomakom, Le'ien Eruvo, as far as the law of Erev is concerned, Huve Eruvo B'Mokom Echad. We don't need that he and his Erev be in the same Rishus, and that we already saw with Rava's first statement with regard to Toch Ibura Shel Ir, that since the Ir is Keman D'Mal Yadomi, it's considered he and his Erev are in the same Mokom. Even though, again, if you look at the place which is, even though it's outside, even though it's within the Ibura Shel Ir, but nevertheless, it's certainly not a Rishus, it's certainly not a Rishus HaYochid. He's standing in a Rishus HaRabim, but nevertheless, Rava applies the principle of Keman D'Mal Yadomi to make it Huve Ruva B'Mokom Echad, and if the Eruv, even if it's above 10 Tfachim, it's irrelevant because the whole city, with its Ibur, is considered one Makom, even above 10 Tfachim. And again, that's a special halacha d'ilchus Erev, and has no implication as far as the Doraisa halacha of Hotzah is concerned. I mean, he's clearly located in Rishus HaRabim, and the Erev is clearly in a Rishus HaYochid, because it's on top of the Ilan, which is 10 Tfachim high, 4 Tfachim wide. Yesh lo hakel ulachshiva kirishus achas. As far as Erevin is concerned, it's all one rishus. Ukeshem, and just like Rava, you told me that the Bura Shel Ir hichshiv Rava kirishus achas machma sha'ir kimalea afar. So to hear in the 4 amos, which is considered like a rishus hayachid, where Rava says that if he puts his Erev down then the entire 4 amos radius around where he is considered a shus hayachid. Is therefore, it should be kone shvisa with a valid eruv, even though osur lo litos eruv lemakom shvisa. So, now Rabosai, one thing that we have to come to grips with here in this whole sugya before we get to the answer of Yitzchak is how is it possible that this eruv is valid? We said that the Erev is valid because of that combo of Rebbe and a Shvus d'Rabbanon. I'm sorry, Rebbe and Ben HaShmoshos, if you follow what I mean. But here, we're not dealing with a Shvus d'Rabbanon. Here, we're dealing with a Doraisa. There are no Mechitzos. And he's in a Rishus HaYochid. The Erev is clearly... I'm sorry. And he's in a Rishus HaRabim. And the Erev is clearly, undeniably, in a Rishus HaYochid. So on a Doraisa level, he has no access to his Erev. Okay. So this Rabosai has to do with another halacha. Right? We're learning now major sugyas here that... And we're trying to navigate through them. And this is an overlap with so many different principles. Rishus HaRabim is not, right, he's standing in Rishus HaRabim, is not osur b'tiltul, so to speak. Well, what I mean, I'm not talking about tiltul muktzah, so don't misunderstand me. The Torah says that you're not allowed to carry 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim. But let's say I carry 2 amos in Rishus HaRabim, which would mean I made an akira at the beginning of Dalet Amos, I walk 2 amos, put it down after 2 amos, and I took a giant step, you know, simple Simon says, and I put it down, and then I pick it up, and I carried it another amo, and another amo, and 2 amos, whatever. On a Doraisa level, give me shlishi, give me shishi, whatever is your favorite ali. I didn't do anything wrong. Why? Because in order to be chaya for dalet amos shusaram, you need an akira, betchilas dalet, and a hanocha besof dalet. However, the Rabbanan prohibited it because they were always afraid that if we allow you to carry pochos mi dalet amos, ultimately you might carry it a full 4 amos. So you might throw it a full 4 amos. Now, we have access to the Eruv. Let's talk on a biblical level. He's in Rishus HaRabim and the Eruv is in Rishus HaYochid. What he could do is he could carry the Eruv, right? He just has to walk to the tree, which is fine. There's no use of walking to the tree empty-handed, right? He picks up the pas, and he carries it out to Rishus HaRabim, but pochos mi kashir. So it means, right, how can he do that? Okay, well, again, but just, I want you to hear the theory of it. Let's see how Rabbi Yitzchak develops this idea. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bereid Rabbi Mesharshia, hacha be'ilon anotech chutz li'ar ba'amos askinon. So we're talking about a case where the ilon itself has branches that stretch beyond arba amos. Okay. Okay, now, the picture that we have to draw is of an ilan, its branches, and its foliage. So the branches will stretch more than 4 amos. And therefore, if he places his eruv more than 4 amos, from the trunk of the tree, and he places his Eruv above 10 tfachim from the ground, so then, if he's standing at the trunk of the tree, the Eruv is more than 4 amos away from him. And Rava only set up a Rishus HaYachid for Erevin purposes within 4 Amos. But now the Erev is beyond 4 Amos. And the Erev is now in a Rishus HaYachid. He's in a Rishus HaRabim. He's outside of the Bura Shel Ir. So he doesn't have the basic command of Malia Dami. And furthermore, he doesn't have this Dalet Amos halacha because the Erev is beyond Dalet Amos. I'm just going to read to you a little bit from the Ritva. The Ritva embellishes this. He says, Medubar shah Erev munach betoch alpayim amo mibeso. Right? Because again, he wants to set up an Eruv that will allow him to go beyond the 2,000 Amos. So he must be at that end of the 2,000 Amos. And Sharei Henicho Michutz Utchum Zeh Eruv Eruv, right? An Eruv has to be up to but not beyond 2,000 Amos from his house. And that's a sugya later on. Now he says the following. Ayin b'chazon Yechezkel. Have you heard of the Chazon Yechezkel? He lived here in Beit Vegan. He was a chief rabbi in England. His name is Abramsky, Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky. He was a little bit of a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim in his youth. And he had a Beis Din here in Yerushalayim. He lived in Beit Vegan. So he writes the following. L'das Rava, ain't sorech shama'arev yuchal lechol es ha'eruv befoel b'shas knias ha'eruv. Remember we said that although the Eruv is within Iburo Shel Ir, but nevertheless he himself is in a Rishus HaRabim. The Eruv is in a Rishus HaYachid. It's above 10 tefachim on the Elon. And we said over and over again that an Erev is only valid if he can have access to the Erev on Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemoshos. And here Rebbe's not going to help us at all, as we said before, because this is a Doraisa of Hotzah. If he would grab onto the Mazon Shtei Sudos from the Elon, which is located in where the Mazon is located, is a Rishus HaYochid, he's located in Rishus HaRabim, he would violate Melechus Hotzah Doraisa. So the Chazon Yechezkel says that you see something very revolutionary, very new from our sugya, and that is that you don't require that he could eat the Eruv befoal, meaning in the reality of it that he could eat the Eruv. That's impossible. How could he eat the Eruv? The Eruv is in Rishus HaYochid. Ella, Daibekach, Sha'erev Roy Lachila Mitzad Atzmo. Now, when you hear those kind of words, you know, you're in for it. Afshama Arev Eno Rashoili Ochlo. Again, some sort of a conceptual tzvei dinim here. The Erev itself is roi lachila mitzad atzmo. The ma'arev is eno rashoi li ochlo. And Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky bases himself on a sugya later on, which we haven't gotten to, called ma'aser tevel. So that Rava holds, again, later on Daf Lamed Vav, that if the Erev itself is edible, you have no access to it. The Erev is valid if you can fulfill one condition, and that is Huvei Ruvo B'Makom Echad. So whereas until Rava, our understanding of the requirement of Erev was absolutely critical, that the Erev could be eaten by him, by the Ma'ariv. Now he's saying no. Rava has a different sheet. Rava drops the requirement of the Ma'arev being able to eat the Eruv. And all he requires is that the Eruv could be eaten. That's number one. And number two, that who the Eruvo b'makom echad. Hence, according to Rava, in a case where he's standing in Rishus HaRabim b'toch ibura shal'ir, the Eruv is in a Rishus HaYachid, but since Ibura Shal'ir is part of the city, Kiban Dabal Yadami, and therefore it's Hu Ve'eruva B'makom Echad, the Eruv is valid. The Gemara now extends that to apply to a case where the Eruv is within Dalet Amos of the Ma'ariv. And once again, even though the Ma'ariv is in Rishus HaRabim, the Eruv is in Rishus HaYochid, but that Rishus HaYochid is within four Amos of the Ma'ariv, since the Erev is Roy Lachila, and four Amos creates in Ilchus Erev in a special tchum of Arba Amos that surrounds him with imaginary mechitzos and makes it into a kind of Rishus HaYochid as far as Erevin is concerned. Therefore, the Erev is valid. Hence, Rabbi Yitzchok says the only way of justifying our Mishnah that disqualifies the Erev when the Erev is above 10 tfachim is to assume that the tree has long branches that extend beyond Arba Amos. He, the Ma'ariv, is standing at the foot of the tree, and the Erev is more than four Amos away from him. And therefore, there's no halacha of Arba Amos Havilei Kirishus HaYochid. And therefore, it's not Hu Ve'eruvo B'makom Echad. And now we turn to Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. V'niskaven lishbos b'ikaro. Okay, so we already said that his intention, the Ma'ariv, was to be kona shvisa at the base of the tree, what we call the trunk of the tree, and therefore when he puts his eruv, if he puts his eruv lamata be'asara, that's valid. Why? Because the Ma'arev, now let's go slowly. If the Erev is below 10 tfachim, if the Erev is below 10 tfachim, so he's in Rishus HaRabim. So wait, what's the problem? Not sure what the problem is yet. Just 1 second. I know what the solution of the problem is, but what's the problem? Hama'ariv im hiniach eruvo lemata me'asora. So now that the eruv is more than four amos away from the ma'ariv, and the ma'ariv had kavanah to be kona shvisa at the trunk of the tree. So now we have a problem. This is just the opposite problem of what we had before. Before we couldn't figure out why the Eruv was invalid when it's above 10 tfachim. Now we have to figure out why the Eruv is valid when it's below 10 tfachim. Why? Because if it's at a distance of four amos from the Ma'ariv, and his kavanah was to be kona shvisa, then he has to be kona shvisa within four amos of his Eruv. That's another requirement in Eruv. So it's not Makom Echad because it's outside of Arba Amos. So he says the following. He says, Sharei Ma'ariv Yochel Lotzeis Chutz Li Arba Amosov Kechol Sheyirtze. Right, there's nothing that confines him on Erev Shabbos to that 4 Amos radius. He can go out of the 4 Amos. And now if he picks up the Eruv from the Elon, right? Yitlena mea Elon l'rshus harabim. Just 1 second. Wait a minute. He's standing in a rshus harabim, right? He's standing in rshus harabim. And the Eruv is also in rshus harabim. On a Doraisa level, we'll call it a caramelist, but anyway, it's below 10 tfachim in the same Rishus HaRabim, albeit 4 Amos away. More than 4, I mean 4 Amos plus. But he can walk and take the Eruv down from down from the tree. Right? There's no problem because the Erev is in Rishus HaRabim and the trunk and the base of the tree is Rishus HaRabim. So if he stands at the base of the tree, he certainly has access to his Erev. Yeah, but that's not going to solve the problem because he's 5 amos away from his Makom Shvisa. How's he going to carry the Erev in Rishus HaRabim when the Torah says you're not allowed to walk carrying something more than 4 amos? Yolichenu pachos pachos mi 4 amos. Ad makom shvisasa, meaning he's going to make an akira and anocha within pachos pachos mi 4 amos until he arrives at his makom shvisa. Again, I don't want you to think for one moment he has to actually do this. He's leaving his erev on the top of the tree. Well, not the top of the tree, but the bottom half of the tree. But he could theoretically do this. The afim hu rochok mi menu v'tzarch lo licha kama v'kama pa'amim. Let's say that the distance here is 10 amos. I don't know how long, you know, you can have a tree that has very long branches. It's irrelevant. Since he can be molech less than 2 amos at a time, it may take him 5 trips, or that and twice that amount. Afal pisha arba mosav, saviv makom shvisa shel marv nechshavis kshus hayochid. I'll ask, well, when he gets to the Arba Amos, we call that a Rishus HaYochid, right? And therefore, he's taking the Erev from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid, which you can't do. The answer is that ain't a Rishus HaYochid. This is not a real Rishus HaYochid. She'oser lohavi michutz lo letochan. We never said that the Rishus HaYochid of Erev to set up a Tchuba for Amos is going to prohibit him from taking something from Rishus HaRabim into that 4 amos. That's not so. Because there are no machitzos that surround him in that radius of 4 amos. So on a Doraisa level, there is no Rishus HaYochid. Sharei befall ain't shom machitzos, v'ain kan chiluk rishuyos, v'rak eruvo machshiv es mekomo kibayis. Ad aloch of 4 amos in Hilchus Eruv is that the 4 amos around the person is considered like your bias, and therefore you could be koveya and kode mokum shvisa within that 4 amah period, 4 amah distance or circumference. The kavanosa hoisa she ha eruv yachshivenu kibayis leheter velo leiser. In other words, he doesn't want to set up the eruv to generate new isurim and say, well, now it's like you're biased, and therefore you can't take something from Rishus HaRabim into the Makom Shvisa. No, he was Kovea Makom Shvisa Lekula Leheter, in order to consider this circumference of this diameter 4 amos as a bias, but only Lekula, in order to be Kovea Shvisa in that whole 4 amos. The Eruv is now outside of 4 amos, and the answer is we have this patent that he can get access to the Eruv, which is in a Rishus HaRabim, below 10 Tfachim is Rishus HaRabim, and he can carry it Pochos Pochos Mi Kishir, Pochos Pochos Mi 4 amos, and bring it to his Makom Shvisa, so therefore the Eruv is considered to be accessible to his Makom Shvisa. Again, now, in what circumstances, therefore, is the Erev going to be invalid because his Makom Shvis is more than 4 amos away from the Erev? That's going to be in the case where the Erev is on the tree above 10 Tfachim. When the Erev is on the tree above 10 Tfachim, the Erev is located in Rishus HaYochid. And he's located in his Makom Shvisa at the base of the Elon, is a Rishus HaRabim. There's no way, no how, that he can get access to that Eruv, and therefore Rava's principle is going to now apply that it's Hu Veruva B'Shnei Makomos. And again, not because of the Doraisa of Hilchus Rishuyos, it's a different Makom because it's outside of his Dalet Amos. If it was outside of his Dalet Amos, but he could still get access to it, he has access to the Eruv, that's called Hu Veruva B'Makom Echad. But if it's outside of Dalet Amos, and there's no way, no how that he can get access to it, he can stand on his head, but he'll never have access to this Mazon Shtei Sudos, then it's Hu Veruva B'Shnei Makomos, and it's invalid. That's what he says here. Ak She'niach Eruva L'mala Me'asara, Nechshav Makom HaEruv Rishus HaYochid. right? Because Rishus HaRabim is only Ola up to 10 Tfachim. Above 10 Tfachim, it's a Rishus HaYachid. The Eino Yochel Lahavi Elov Rishus HaRabim. There's no way that he can grab this Erev and bring it towards him, and he's at the base of the tree in a Rishus HaRabim. Umeachar Sha'af Af Eino Munach B'toch Arba Amos. Right, so normally, even if the Erev is inaccessible, Al Pidin, but at least it's within four Amos. So then we said there's a new Aloch that Rav established called Huve Ruva B'Mokom Echad. But here it's outside Arba Amos, and it's inaccessible. You got two strikes against you. Is therefore Me'achar Sha'af Eino Munach B'toch Arba Amos Shesviv Mokom Shvisoso Ein Lachshiv Shehuve Ruva B'Mokom Echad Ulefichach Ein Eruve Eru. So on both sides, now just to summarize, when we go back to our Mishnah, under what circumstances is the Erev invalid? So number one, the Ilan is outside of Iburo Shel Ir. That's your first condition. Second condition is that even if it's outside the Iburo Shel Ir, and even if it's Lamala Mi Asar Tfachim, the Erev would still be valid as long as the distance between his Makom, where he's Kona Shvisa, which means the trunk of the tree, and the Erev are within four Amos. So that's even Chutz Liburo Shel Ir. So now, when does the Mishnah disqualify the Erev, according to Rava? It's when the following conditions exist. Number one, the Erev is, or let's say better, the Ilan is outside of Iburo Shel Ir. Number two, the Erev is on a very long branch beyond four Amos of the trunk of the tree where he, the Ma'ariv, is standing. And number three, the Erev is above 10 Tfach. Once you have all those three conditions fulfilled, again, it's a funny way of saying it, because usually we want to enumerate conditions to be machshir the Erev. Here we're enumerating three conditions in order to passel the Erev, to disqualify it. But once those three conditions is, then it's huvei ruva b'shnei makomos. It's not b'mokom echad. Why? Because we don't have ear kiman d'malya dummy, and we're outside of the four amos, so we don't have Rava's principle that the entire four amos is considered like one rishus. And number three, since the Erev is above 10 Tfachim on the Elon, it's in a Rishus HaYachid, and he has no way of getting access to this Erev. So it's Huve Ruva B'Shnei Makomos. Now Rav Yitzchak continues, Umay Lamala Umay Lamata. He says, you might ask me, well, the language of the Mishnah is a little bit uncomfortable for us. It says Lamala and Lamata. Now, if we're talking about an Eruv which is being placed on the branch of a tree, and he calls it Eruvo Banaf Me'anof. Okay, he calls the foliage of the tree, the branches of the tree. The branches are part of the foliage in any event. And he says, Lo shayach lechalak gaba bein nosa lamala me'aso lebein lamata me'aso shekulo bi'oso gova. Right? He's saying the language of the Mishnah is very imprecise. Why? Because he put the Eruv not on the trunk of the tree, and then you could talk about, well, how high up was this trunk of the tree? Was it 9 tvachim? Was it 10 tvachim? But rather he put it on the branch of the tree. No, if you put it on the branch of the tree, what's Lamala and what's Lamata? I mean, you can't hang something underneath a branch of a tree. So this whole concept of, was it less than 10 Tfachim, more than 10 Tfachim, seems to be inapplicable, inappropriate for our Mishnah that differentiates between Lamala and Lamata. What do you mean it's on the branch of a tree, and we needed to say so in order to square with Rava, and it's a branch of the tree that extends beyond four Amos? Is Hare Kula Biosa Gova? There's no Lamala Lamata when you're talking about a branch of a tree. The Mishnah should have rather said that let's differentiate between an Eruv which is on a branch of a tree that's above 10 Tfachim, as opposed to an Eruv where he put his pas on a branch that's below 10 tefachim. But the language of lamal lamata seems to be both relating to the same thing. You know, like, again, if it's the trunk of the tree, I understand. How high was this trunk of the tree? But if it's a branch of the tree, then you can't ask how high it is, because it's either below 10 or above 10. But you can't say, well, see, you should have introduced two different branches. You should have said that that if the branch itself, right, if the anaf was lamala me'asor, meaning it was on a height of above 10 tefachim, then the eruv being invalid. And if it was on a branch that's below 10 tefachim, it would be valid. So the Gemara answer is the Hadar Zakif. What does this mean, Hadar Zakif? It means the following. Now we have three lines. We have the vertical line of the trunk of the tree. We have the horizontal line of the branch. And then we have another vertical line at the end of this branch that goes up. And the vertical branch, I'm sorry, start again. The horizontal branch is below 10 tefachim. But then it curves, so to speak, up. And he was able to place the Eruv, I shouldn't say able, because in this case he disqualifies his Eruv, but he placed his Eruv on that vertical part of the branch. So there's only one branch. But that branch itself is both Lamata Me'asorah and Lamala Me'asorah, depending on where you put it on the branch. So what the Mishnah has in mind is that if you put it on that horizontal branch, which is below 10 tefachim, then the Eruv is valid. But if he left his Eruv on the vertical part of the branch that stretches from the branch going north, you know, going high, and it's above 10 tefachim, then the Eruv is possible. So let's just read the summary of Rashi here on Zakif. He says, Li'achar shenote ha'anaf mi'chutzar ba'amos mi'ikar ha'ilon ulamata mi'asor tefachim. So that when the branch stretches beyond arba amos, and we're below 10 tefachim at this point, who is dakev, all of a sudden it curves and goes on a vertical path, v'ole, and it goes up in a way that the bottom part of that curvature is below 10 tefachim, but the chelika elyon, the above part, is above 10 tefachim. Ulegabi hanosein bezkifa zu, if he puts it on that part that curves upwards, here, chilka hamishna beinisano lemala o lemata. Did he put it below 10 tefachim or above 10 tefachim? He says, "Behechrech sheikar anaf nimtza lamata me'asara. Im anaf lamala me'asara nimtza shazkifa shebekatzeu kula lamala me'asara v'lo shayepa lamata me'asara." So it must be that the branch itself, in its main thrust, is below 10 tefachim, and then it curves to go above 10 tefachim. And now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, according to this understanding of Rabbi Yitzchak, why is it that the Eruv that is outside of Arba Amos, above 10 tefachim, is possible, is invalid? And once again, the summary of Rashi is that Valo Ilu Rotzam Arev Yochel Hayla Havio Derech Chelko Elyon Shela Ilon Vibenash Masos. In other words, he can climb up on the tree above 10 tefachim. He can take the Eruv and lavio el avir shemeal mokom ashvisa, and he can bring it to the airspace that's above the mokom ashvisa beikar at the main base of the tree, because kol ilon lemala me'asor nechshav reshus hayochid umele nimtza shehu ve'eruvo b'makom echad. We can again consider it conceptually as hu ve'eruvo b'makom echad, even though he was shoves lamata, because the arba amos that's around his makom shvis is considered a reshus hayoch, and it's olad l'rakia.
And therefore, if he can climb up on the tree above Asara, again, a Shemesh on the tree, of course, is Asim and Rabbanan, but we're going according to Rebbe, who says there's no Gzeirah, the Rabbanan's Ben Hashmashos, as then he can take the Eruv from its location above Asara and bring it to the Avir that's on top of the Mokum Shvisa, Bikor Shal Ilan. Klomar, he says that Beim Mokum HaEruv Al Gabi Haskifa Lamala Me'asara Ubein Ikro Shal Ilan Lamala Me'asara Shneim Rishus HaYochid. In other words, whether it's the place where the Eruv is actually sitting, which is above Asara, or whether it's the Ikar Ilan, which is also, let's say, Lamala Me'asara, they're both in Rishus HaYochid, right? So the main part of the trunk of the tree climbs up 10 tefachim. That gives that part a shem Rishus HaYochid. His Erev is also Rishus HaYochid. And he could take it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaYochid. He's going Derech Avir through the airspace. But in doing so, then it becomes Hu Veiruvo B'Mokom Echad. That's Gemara's Kasha. And even though, he was Kona Shvisa Lamata, but nevertheless, he could bring the Eruv, he could bring the Eruv down to the base of the tree, which is within his four amos. And once he's within four amos, he is in Rishus HaYochid because of the din of Rav of Arba Amos, plus the Eruv is now inside of Arba Amos. It's also the same Mokom. So the Gemara is going to answer Kisha Rabbi Mekatvim Olav. So Blineta tomorrow, we'll try to pick it up with Rabim Mekatvim Olov here on Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph, and that'll take us really to end the sugya, and then we'll get back to this. The Gemara is going to continue with Lamed Beis Omed Beis, the Machlok Shin Rebbe and Chachamim with regard to Yisr Shvus and the status of an Isur Shvus to Rabbanon on Bein HaShemashos, during Bein HaShemashos.